You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 776 of the Dressage Radio Show on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. The Dressage Radio Show is the official podcast of the United States Dressage Federation. On today's show, we chat with participating instructor Karen Nielsen on the USDF riding seminar hosted at Megan's Farm. Then it's all about the North American Youth Championships. Alicia Berger on her winning the U25 division and Grace Christensen on her winning the first national champion in the inaugural kids division. Reese Koffler-Stanfield in Georgetown, Kentucky.
And I am Megan McIsaac from Oregon, Wisconsin, and you're listening to the Dressage Radio Show.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
Hey, Reese. I am exhausted.
Yes. That's how I felt last week. Yes. And you just ran the USDF riding seminar for instructors. And we're going to hear all about it later in Karen Nielsen's, you know, her interview, but thank you for running that. It's, I think anybody can feel it. Like, you've got like the horse show hangover, but maybe worse because it was at your farm.
I think it's worse because I had to ride the third level demo. I recommend to anyone who's putting it on, do not ride. But honestly, you want to know what the worst part was?
What?
It wasn't the 6 months of organizing. It was the scribing. And I have scribed for judges, Reese.
Yes.
This was brutal. You actually need two scribes. It was wild. And I learned a ton. I highly recommend it. Please do it. Volunteers, we love you. But wow, is really hard, Reese.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I know. I think that's really important. Like, you and I, you know, it's hard to ride and organize and run the farm. But girl, We put our Superwoman caps on and boom, off you go. And that's anybody who organizes. I think we all feel that same way.
We're professionals.
We got this. We got this for sure. I love it.
And what are you up to?
Well, what have you been up to? We've just been training. It's been still very, like, today my car said 112.
What? And I was like, why?
Oh, it's just been hot. Still, so anybody, I'm sure it was even hotter south. Like, oh man, it's been a hot couple weeks. So we're really trying to still work in the morning. And, you know, I even have a covered ring, which is helpful. But yes, it's still hot here. Hopefully it cools off. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit ready for fall.
I am so ready for fall. Yeah, and I'm ready for no water, no rain.
Right.
It just keeps coming.
Keeps coming. We have not had the rain, but it has been hot. So yeah, that's been a lot going on there, but that's okay. Just trying to stay hydrated, all the things. I think we're all just getting tired of it, but it's okay. So yeah, but I found this article in the July and August USDF Connections. And we wanted to go through it because it really is right now, everyone's either getting ready to finish for regionals or working really hard to get their last scores and or getting ready for their regionals, because it's coming up. I mean, our regionals is in maybe a month. I mean, it's coming up soon. It's maybe 5 weeks, but this is 23 Insider Tips for Dressage Show Success by Sue Weekly. And this is in the Dressage Connections magazine, but I pulled it because I felt like it was something we should talk about as sort of our trainer tip.
Yeah. But
the first one, the mental game, get psyched for success. I love this. So use mental rehearsal techniques. And I love this because I do a lot of visualization. And I think now even visualizing and working your test is important because I felt this even taking my young horse to this first little horse show. I hadn't ridden the test in a while. And
yeah,
right. 20-meter circle was way harder than I remembered. And so you know, I rode through my test, but I'm a visualizer. So then I rode through my test and I visualized it even at training level at our first show. But I had other, like I was nervous about the first show. And gosh, that was so helpful. So I love that one.
I agree. I visualize thousands of times before I even go down center line.
Yeah. Which I think is so important.
So, I've been working on this number two.
Yes. Focus
to get in the zone. I've been really struggling with that this year. Mm-hmm. What do you do, Reese? I feel like there's some years I'm like, I really lock in. This year, I am totally scattered.
Well, I think, yeah, because you're running a lot of things. I think, you know, again, this is, you know, depending on your stress level at work mm-hmm. and at the barn and all the other things. I really try, because this is something I have to do, is I have to be really organized. I know that's shocking to everyone, but like I have to have my clothes like packed or lined out like a week ahead of time, because mm-hmm. I don't like that feeling of trying to like figure out what's happening with my dog and my cats and then try to pack. And so I start that early, and mm-hmm. I think that's really important. And then I am very diligent. Like if I were to see you an hour out from when I have to get on the horse, I probably wouldn't talk to you. And I don't mm-hmm. mean to do that in a mean way, but I put my headset on and I just have to focus and sort of center myself. I don't mm-hmm. take any calls. I don't answer. You know, if somebody needs something, go somewhere else. Like I'm pretty clear about it. Like if I'm showing an hour out from the time I get on is sort of my time, and it's going to talk about this later too, but I also watch my nutrition and I make sure I'm hydrated and all of those pieces. But I think also is when I get on the horse is just, and they mentioned this in the article, is focus on your breathing, you know, kind mm-hmm. of center yourself a little bit. And I think that's really, really helpful.
Huge.
Yeah. Huge. And number three, I think this is also important. I actually talked to a great student this morning and we were talking about this, of managing expectations. She was a young horse. And she decided that this year wasn't her year to go to regionals, because mm-hmm. she felt like, and it's a young horse, it's a 5-year-old horse, like mini regionals. And I told her, I was like, this is a marathon, not a sprint. And mm-hmm. it's fine to not go to regionals. If you decided like you qualified, that was the goal. And that was getting that horse to horse shows and getting it on and off the trailer, all of those things. I said, no, it's okay. Like, and so I think that was a good example of just managing the expectations and like, what can your horse do? What does he
keep? I think that's a huge one, Reese. Mm-hmm. I find with my students, you know, they get a little taste of showing, maybe a blue ribbon. Mm-hmm. And it's like their first year out at that level and the expectations go wild. And I want to be like, reset, you need a V8. Remember why we started? It's just the first year. So totally yep. agree.
Yep, exactly.
And I think number four really bleeds into that, right? Mm-hmm. Know your horse's strengths and weaknesses. And when you know them, you can be realistic.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, you pretty much know. And I think as you get kind of, we kind of know going in what we're going to get.
Yeah. But,
you know, it's like, what are we good at? Like really hone in on that. And a weakness, you know, carry on. Okay. You missed a change. It's a change you miss sometimes. Like no big deal, for example. Yeah.
Yep. And then, yep. And usually if they're weak at home, it's going to be worse at the horse show. Expect 80% at a horse show, not 120.
That's right. That's why you train at that level. So mm-hmm. that you know it's going to step down a little bit at the horse show.
Yep.
So I love this. Number five, use your on-deck time to your advantage. And that on-deck time, you know, that's sort of the time that you're going around the arena. And that's a tough time because you're not in the ring yet, but you typically have sort of like left your team. You've yep. left your trainer, you've left your parents, whatever it is, and you've gone into the arena, and that's a tough one. And, you know, we actually train this. I don't know about how you are, Megan, but like, mm-hmm. I tell my riders exactly what I want them to do around the ring.
Mm-hmm.
So, cause that is a tough time when they're kind of on their own.
Yep.
And you're like, ugh. But if you're like, hey, I want you to go in and I want you to do transitions at every letter or every other letter or whatever
yep.
you're doing, or I want you to go forward and back.
We have a specific game plan going around the arena, but I also practice, like there's a horse show that we go to, absolutely love it. But a lot of things happen, like they're late or they're early mm-hmm. and trying to rush you, or the side of the arena falls down or a tractor drives by. So we actually practice that. Like I'll yep. jump up out of the chair and like try to break their focus. But that on deck time, yeah, that's a scary time. It can make or break you. Number six. Hone in on accuracy. That's a huge one.
It really is, because a lot of people, like, you know, they go in there and, you know, that is the beauty of dressage, is you can practice that. Like, the arena is standard. The arena is what it is. Very rarely is the arena messed up. Does happen sometimes. But in general, you know, these are things that you should be able, you know, you've practiced this. And, you know, again, a friend can watch it. Your husband can video you and you can watch it. Like, that is something you can control. And so be really, really careful. Number seven, practice the preparation, not just the test movements. Oh, this is so important.
Oh, that's huge.
It's huge. And, you know, also this happens a lot in eventing too, because the eventing tests, a little bit different ballgame. They are really hard sometimes. Well, a lot of times, and they have not a lot of time for prep. So we ride the test and we talk about, okay, you need to prepare here for this movement. We do a lot of that.
It's all about the corners.
All about the corners.
Yes. I like number eight. I do this a lot. Don't try to outdo yourself. I get in there and I am winning the Olympics.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are you doing? Like, I override. That one's for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, I get it, because, you know, I think part of it too is, you know, if I feel like sometimes I'll take a calculated risk, but like I felt this summer with my baby horse, because I mean, the first test, it was our first time in the ring. So I just was like, I just want to ride the pattern. I just want to ride the pattern. And then we rode the pattern and he was really good and dealt with some things like, you know, trash trucks and that stuff. And then the second time I thought, okay, where can I take calculated risks?
Yep.
Like, coming up the center line, not the time to really go for it. Like, let me just get in there and get started and ride my accurate loop. And once I got in and got started, I was like, oh, hey, he and I are feeling connected. So that was when I felt like I could ride more, but it was a very calculated risk, if that makes sense. Like, I was like, I don't want to, this is our second training level test. We're not at the Olympics, but I think that was really helpful. I love this one. Number nine, strive for harmony. I think that's so important, because, I mean, 70% is basically all sevens, which is fairly good. You know, we think like, but if you can get all sevens and have a harmonious ride where the judge is saying, wow, like, look at them go, then it'll just be nicer for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, and it's beautiful to watch. I mean, yes. you want to have that harmony. You want to look good. And you want to present your horse. I totally agree. Strive for harmony.
Strive for harmony.
This
is a great one. You and I are pretty good at this.
I think we're great at this. Learn to laugh at yourself. And yeah, and don't take it so seriously. It's so much fun. I mean, I'm always like, be curious. Like, oh, what's he going to spook at? How is he going to respond to the water truck? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just have laugh at it.
Well, I think you and I this summer, you know, we talk off air, everybody, but, you know, we basically have said to each other, like, we want to have fun showing our horses this summer. Mm-hmm. That's been a real goal for you and I. And it's like, literally, I'll just text like, did you have fun?
I had a blast.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's been important, like, for us, is like, let's just enjoy this summer and enjoy the process and enjoy showing. So I think that's been fun. All right. The next few ones are about freestyles. So this is pretty fun. Number 11, know every note of your music.
So true.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but like, I have it on my phone and I just like, I'll listen to it in the car over and over and over again until I know every step. That's how I do it. How do you do
it? I just ride my horse and I have it on repeat. And I'm just riding away, just knowing. And then, of course, as we go to the horse show, I have it playing.
Yeah. And then, okay, so number 12. Again, we're talking about freestyles. Also in regular work, too. But technical excellence trumps everything.
It does.
That is important.
The music won't cover it, Reese. I think it will.
I know. I know. I've tried. No, it doesn't.
Let's see here. I have send the show your music. I can't. Like our little shows, like we have to bring CDs. Do you send yours in? I mean, for regionals and nationals, of course.
Well, I think that's important, right? I think that's actually part of this is like actually know what your show needs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important. Yeah. Know what your show, what, know what, you know, are you going to a smaller show and actually be prepared for both? Like have your CDs and have the and have it online too. Like just be
have it
going back
have
to
it in the bag. Yeah. And have a friend. If you don't have a groom, have your friend right there, ready to hand the CD over.
Yeah. Be ready for it. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. The next one, this whole group is preparation, organization, the foundation of success. 14, prepare. You know, again, that is like making sure you have your shavings, making sure your tack is clean, making sure everything is organized. You know, this is something that really gets me pretty angsty. So mm-hmm. I am like, oh, I can't wing it. Like, I just can't. I like if the horse park, I actually go the night before if we're staying and I have everything set up and I can do that because I live 15 minutes from there. But I like go and set it up so that when we get those horses off the trailer, everything's set up, everything's ready to go. I think that's important.
And I think it keeps you calm because like you said before, it's the one thing you can control. And why wouldn't you? Yeah. Because then you're like, I can't worry about all the other things.
Yeah.
Number 15, keep spares of frequently forgotten or breakable items in a show trunk or go bag. Oh, that's so true. You know,
this and
it's
true.
It's like electrical tape for your boots when the zippers break or a chain, a nose band, right? Like things you'd never think of.
Yeah.
They're going to break at regionals right before you're going to go in.
Of course they are. Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, it happened to Adrian Lyle at Aachen. And her groom, Morgan, who's amazing, whipped out a nose band out of her bag. I was like, oh my God, she's got a Mary Poppins bag. But like... Clearly, she needed a nose band, like, unbelievable, because she would have been eliminated. And, I mean, they had everybody changing that nose band. It was incredible. And, you know, I've tried to step it up. I actually have it. You'll see it. We have a backpack. It's called the Nanny Pack, because I call my girls the nannies. So it literally says Maple Crest Farm Nanny Pack. And in there, everything is in there, kind of lives in there. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but I always have a pair of gloves. Because sometimes you need a pair of gloves.
Especially when it rains.
Raining. Yeah. Or if it's really sweaty. Like sometimes I don't have the best grip in my hands anyways. So I need that. So Number 16. And we actually mentioned it before, but eat right.
Mm-hmm.
That's really hard. Actually, we were talking about it today because it's so hot here. It's hard to eat. And my working student who's wonderful, I'm like, girl, you got to get more protein. Like and it's hard because it's 2000 degrees. But, so eating right in general in the barn is so important. But in a horse show, try to stick away from those donuts that they put out. Like, don't do it. It's a trap.
It is a trap. And then
it's a trap.
I'm always, I agree with you. You need to have protein. And I have a few students that actually don't eat until they ride. And I'm like, but how are you going to be strong enough to half halt?
Yeah. And there's a ton of research on that too. Like your brain doesn't work right. Like, I don't know about you, but I'm not a great breakfast eater, but I have some protein shakes that I can get down. It may take a minute, but I usually have that with my coffee on the way to the horse show and I can get it down. And, you know, so I have some things that settle. Okay. I think that's important. So, you know, if you need to like have that ready, you know, try to do that in advance so that you're like, okay, you know, I've got my protein shake or whatever it is that you like. I think that's important because people really forget that one and then they can't ride.
Yep. I do number 17. I can't live without number 17. Yeah. It's reverse engineer your show schedule. Like I have a printed out show schedule. Like it tells me when to start tacking up, when to walk to the arena, actually when to be on, when to be walking to the arena, when to be in the warm-up and my ride time, because, and I'm constantly looking at it Again, it's another thing I can control.
Yeah. Well, and you and I typically have helpers and we're have to be multiple different places sometimes at one time. And students. I think it's good for the whole team to know like where I am at that time. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's important. So, you know, they know like if I'm getting ready to ride, you know, I block that out. I'm like, Reese not available. And we've talked about it and like, how are we going to warm up and what are we going to, you know, so again, there's no stress because sometimes I look at barns and it just looks stressful and I'm like, oh, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That doesn't work for me. All right. The next step, the next group is rules, communication, etiquette, being a good citizen. So number 18, know the rules. I can't stress how important this is. You know, and also just a reminder, the TDs are at the horse show to be helpers. So love there's them. Lots of new tech. There's lots of new equipment out there. Talk to your TD. Ask questions. Mm-hmm. It's no problem. I mean, you know, potentially find them at the side of the ring when they're not busy or have an appointment or whatever. But that is actually the rider's responsibility, not the trainer's. I think that's just important. You got to know the rules. On every level, and especially the tech and equipment, because that is changing so all frequently now. It's important.
Yep, all the time. Yeah. I like number 19, meet the entry deadlines.
Yes.
We love our show secretaries and managers and make their job easier. I mean, they are making these shows for us happen, and I think it's only fair that we not only – send in our entry on time, but try to do it correctly.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, again, they can be confusing, especially in the beginning.
Yep.
So, you know, again, they actually are your friends and mm-hmm. they get really stressed and I don't blame them. Like, mm-mm. you know, the nicer you can be and the earlier, the better for questions so that you're not asking the night of the horse show to try to get, you know, stuff. It happens. Trust me. It happens. I make mistakes and, you know, yep. I try to bring them treats.
Yeah, here's some chocolate. Do.
I'm sorry.
You know, we do as it. Well. I was just going to say that our show team brings them cookies and pie. Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Yeah. Number 20, keep show management informed. This is important. So let's say something happens and you scratch or, you know, try to for sure tell someone, you know, if it's even, it's just a ring steward or the TD that's driving around or whatever, because it no shows are a problem. It's also mm-hmm. a problem for your fellow competitors who maybe want to go early and everyone's waiting around looking for you and they can't go to your scheduled time. So that's really nice to just do that for your fellow competitors also and the show management.
Yep. 21, read and ask questions before you compete. Like read the prize list.
Yes.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. That's a big deal. Because there might
be parties, you know, that you're invited to. You might have a jog you need to attend. Well, I don't think you need to anymore, but you need to attend the award ceremony, right? That you depends. Had to, you know, so you needed to know when the time was.
Well, yeah, you need to know the time and you need to also, if you don't go to the award ceremony, you need mm-hmm. to let them know, you know, again, so they're not, no one's waiting on you. And then you also have to know the rule is if regionals, if you need to be there when Megan and I, when we were young, it was always mandatory that you show up. Some competitions, it's not mandatory. CDIs, it's mandatory. So it depends on what your competition you're doing, and when, and if they've changed the rules. And CDIs sometimes, if the weather's bad or whatever, you know, things happen. So just know the rules and know what's going on.
Yep.
I love that. Okay. So these are the last group of them are photography tips. Because I don't know about you, but I always buy the pictures. Number one, my best friend is a show photographer, actually not in the discipline of dressage. And she does saddlebreds. So I know how hard that job is.
Wow.
And yeah. I know. And, you know, just the amount of money and equipment. And I know about her expenses. So I do try to, I always try to buy the pictures, but, you know, there are moments with horses. And sometimes you're like, I wish I bought that picture. You know, I have definitely called back and said, can you find this picture from this? You know, something's happened to the horse or I really want to get it for the owner for Christmas. So, So totally if, number 22, if you want your photos, be sure to sign up. And that does really help the photographers as they're planning, you know, the number of photographers they need and who needs to be stationed where and how long their breaks are. So that is nice to do to the photographer.
I like 23. Yep. Let your happiness show. Smile.
Smile. Simple. It's not the death march. Like, that's what I say to someone. I'm like, it's just actually supposed to be fun. Like, what? Smile. You know, I'm sure I've been known to do the cheesy sorority smile. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure that's happened in my life. But gosh, a smile's nice. You know, it is supposed to be fun. And, you know, I think you and I are probably pretty good. Like, I do know where the cameras are. So usually I can see them. And so I just like sit up a little taller and smile and I'd be proud of what you're presenting and what you're doing. And because it is something, again, this is all supposed to be fun. And they're memories of your horse. And it's just fun to get pictures over time of what's going on. So
I have lots of pictures, especially when I first started riding where, well, it was a struggle. And so my face is either concentrating or it's hilarious because I'm working hard through a transition. Like you're like, ah.
Tongues out. Oh, I used to stick my tongue out. Oh, bad. Yeah.
And I purchased those pictures too. Because they're funny.
They are funny. I love it. Well, I hope these were fun tips. Again, I loved the Connections article, 23 Insider Tips for Dressage Show Success. If you have any more tips, I mean, send Megan or I an email or stick it on our Facebook page so we can take a look at it and we can talk about it because I think these are really helpful. And I hope you guys enjoyed the segment and have a little fun at your next horse show as you're getting ready for regional championships. Well, we've got a great show for you. So we're going to come back after this break from Kentucky Performance Products.
Does your performance horse have sore, stiff muscles? Does he lack energy or tire quickly during exercise? Does his competition schedule require travel? Studies show that horses in regular training and those with limited access to pasture often require additional vitamin E. They also show that horses being trailered even short distances can face immunity challenges. Elevate natural vitamin E can help. A research-proven, powerful antioxidant, Elevate maintains healthy muscle, nerve, and immune functions. It does this by delivering a highly bioavailable source of natural vitamin E that is preferentially absorbed and retained in a horse's tissues. For more information, visit kppusa.com or call 859-873-2974.
Tonight, we are so excited to have Karen Nielsen. She works with Megan at her wonderful farm. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we are thrilled. Well, you and Megan had an amazing experience this weekend, right?
Yeah.
I love it. Tell us more. Megan and I talked a little bit about it on our last show, but Megan, do you want to tell us what did you host this weekend?
You bet. I hosted the USDF riding seminar for everyone, actually, as well as anyone who's potentially thinking about joining the certification program.
I love it. Now, Karen, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you now are at Megan's farm.
I graduated college and decided that I wanted to go work with horses because it was something I had always loved. And I thought, oh, I'll just do this for a gap year. And then I came to Megan's and then I tried to take a breakaway and now I'm going to be here forever. I really love dressage and I love the program that Megan's established and how she is helping to mentor me. And there's lots of room to grow and I'm learning a lot. And the certification this weekend was just one of the many opportunities I have for education and growth here.
Now tell us, have you done one of these workshops before?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. And tell us about day number one. How was it different from day number two?
The 2 days were completely different. There were the same instructors both days, which were Ann and Bailey.
Tell us last names. Tell us last names. Ann Guptill.
And Bailey Cook.
And Bailey Cook. Yep, that's right. Absolutely. we have a lot of Anns on this program. So just making sure.
Yeah. So the two instructors were Ann Guptill and Bailey Cook. And while they were both the people leading both days, the days were structured very differently. Day one was open to auditors and anyone could come. It was very educational. It was a little surreal. We set up the arena with chairs and a PowerPoint and a screen for the PowerPoint. And they walked through what to do when assessing a horse and what are the mechanics of a double bridle. And it was really supposed to be about roundtable discussion. And in the afternoon, we had four demo riders at first, second, third, and fourth level. Megan actually rode at the one for a third level. And then there were discussions around what each person did. It was really based in classical theory. And then the second day was not open to auditors. And it was just for participating instructors. So you could be a little bit more vulnerable. And sure. It was actually more of a mock assessment, but still with support and sort of helping guide you through what to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is great. I mean, that you guys got the kind of reinvented program. So Megan, tell us a little bit about what kind of the reinvent looked like from when we did it.
Day one is open to everyone, which on one hand, I think is wonderful. And then on the other hand, I really enjoyed how they were called workshops, and I sometimes still call it a workshop. Both days were more towards mentoring us, and I was actually thinking it should be like a 3-day program. Oh, wow. Yeah, because like the first day is really beneficial, Reese. I wish I could have advertised even more. I mean, I was putting it out on Facebook, but I think people don't understand that day one is for everyone, whether you're a beginner, a professional, and you remember Young Horse Symposium, right? It was just like that, only smaller and open to everyone.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. That's so cool.
I loved it, Reese. I really, it was a lot of work. Karen, why don't you also tell us about how much work we put into the program just to organize for the weekend? It was a lot.
I think planning started about 6 months out. And while Megan is saying a lot of this was like I supported where I could, but Megan is the person running the farm, the main coordinator for all of this. I was just a little bit of the extension, but it started 6 months in advance. They gave us a whole pamphlet of things to do regarding from insurance to reaching out to auditors to participating instructors. There was also planning for horses because Megan actually supplied her own school horses for us to ride. Nobody brought their own horse. Oh, organizing that's so cool. Demo riders.
Oh, wow.
Hospitality. There was lunch and snacks served both days, as well as a group dinner on Saturday, doing things like booking transportation from the airport and hotels for the instructors, making sure everyone has their needs met. It was a whole host of things, going to a last minute shopping run to buy a folding table.
Oh, God.
It encompassed everything.
Yeah.
You can't have enough tables, Reese. And no, I have to say, I did delegate. You know, there's pros and cons to having a GMO run it versus an individual. Sure. And luckily, I had quite a few amazing people. Lisa did lunch. Derek did AV. Like, we had a professional projector that I never would have been able to do. No one would want my cooking. So, you know, it was really fun. And it was great to watch Karen go through the program because we wanted this more as a learning to help get her organized for her lessons and teaching. But also an evaluation so that way when she does it again, how much she's really growing.
Right, right. And I think that's the point of this whole program, right? Is at the end of the day, we want people to learn to be instructors. It is a hard job to learn to be an instructor. And you and I are very committed to it. And we, you know, obviously we promote it through our show, through this show, because it is so important and it is a skill, you know, that's hard to learn. And, you know, yes, you learn by doing, but just like anything, you know, when doctors have to take their boards or, you know, nurses have to do their clinicals. I mean, all these things are important to develop yourself better. So mm-hmm. I love that. So
And Karen, what would you recommend to someone who's thinking about joining the program? Like, what do you wish you knew before you took the first step?
On one hand, I think you, Megan, actually prepared me really well. And that is something I would really recommend to people is finding a mentor who has gone through this program. One thing that made me more comfortable with the second day is the fact Megan had sort of done practice assessments with me in my lessons prior. And I think also just stressing that I don't actually think you have to do any prep for day one. Like, it's great if you use the resources that are on the USDF Online University. They have really great things on writing aids and training aids and online programs that if you pay your membership fee, everyone has access to. And I think reviewing those before the seminar helped me feel more comfortable, specifically with using proper terminology. But I also think that you could definitely go into day one not having done that and still learn a lot and have a good time.
Awesome.
I love it.
What are you looking forward to in the next seminar? And what is the next seminar?
We are going all out. Megan is hosting all three of the riding, teaching, and lunging. So the next one, which is October 11th, is the teaching, and then 11th and 12th. And then I believe in November, the 8th and 9th, we have the lunging. I'm really excited for the teaching one, partially because I got a taste of what Bailey and Anne's teaching is like. And I'm excited to get more insight and how to be a better teacher here at Lindenhof.
I love it. I love it. Well, Karen, thank you so much. And if everybody wants to learn more about your program and your teaching, how can they find you online?
I would recommend following Megan.
I love it. And if you're not already following Megan, how can they find your information?
Go to Lindenhof to sign up for a lesson with Karen or myself. So lindenhof.com.
I love it. Thanks, girls.
Thank you.
From early morning feedings to late night barn checks, horse care follows a rhythm, and Chewy helps you keep in step. Whether it's grooming for that shine, gear to protect every ride, or the supplement that powers their stride, Chewy delivers what you need when you need it. Fast shipping, flexible auto ship, and trusted brands means you can focus on the feels of the rain, not the stress of the supply run. Your horse counts on you. You can count on Chewy to match and beat your barn light. Cut. You can count on Chewy to match the, oh, the beat. Oh, got it. All right. 3, 2, 1. Your horse counts on you, and you can count on Chewy to match the beat of your barn life. Every season and every reason. Start your order today at chewy.com/equine. Well, tonight it is really an honor because I have known this very, very cool U25 champion now, Alicia Berger, for many years. Alicia, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, welcome back. I can remember when I had you on the first time, but man, to have you back on at U25 champion gives me chills and some tears too. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, tell us, what was it like this year at NAYC? And you were like the overall champion for the U25, which is amazing.
It was super cool. My horse and I just made the jump to the U25 about 6 months ago. And originally we didn't anticipate even qualifying for North American Youth Championships. Our goal was really just to go at my horse Aquamarine's pace and mm-hmm. take it as he saw fit. At the end of September, he really was a pre-St. George I-1 horse with the basis of a couple things started, but nothing put together. But he is such a fast learner and he really loves learning the Grand Prix and doing his job. And I think it excites him. Our first Grand Prix ever, he came out with his chest all high and all excited. So we just had an amazing opportunity to take him. And my goal was just to give him a great experience. And I think we got to do that and a little bit more. And I couldn't be happier with him. He was so good.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Congratulations to both of you. Can you tell us something that we may not know about him?
Yeah, so Aqua, although he's had a pretty intense career with me the past 2 years, before that was only shown once or twice locally. So when I bought him as a 12-year-old, he had just been gelded. As a 12-year-old, he was originally, I believe, a registered jumping stallion. And he didn't have an FEI passport. He had never done a CDI. He had done like one show his 7-year-old year. And so really his first shows, I got to be there for when he was 12, got him his first FEI passport. And I think not a lot of people realize that he's very new to the show arena still.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's really neat. That's so neat. Thank you for sharing that with us.
You took him last year. I mean, you guys have been a partnership. I mean, you guys went to Europe last year and were amazing. So making the jump, this was also your first time, wasn't it?
Yes, it was my very first time at the Grand Prix at any capacity.
Tell us that jump, because that's a big jump. And I think people, you know, I was actually talking with a friend yesterday about it. And she's like, oh my gosh. I mean, it's literally like, you know, you're like in college and you're like, welcome to grad school. it's a tough one.
It really is. I think a lot of people, I'm lucky to be surrounded by a lot of people who have made that jump themselves. And everybody warned me, you know, just a heads up, it's going to be a little bit more than you think it is. and it's going to take some more time. And I think in my true personality fashion, I was like, yeah. Okay, whatever. And I got done with my first I2 ever. And it's the first I've ever come out of the ring really out of breath. And I thought, oh my goodness, they're onto something.
Yeah.
It is a different,
yeah.
It is a different sport at that level. It feels like a completely different sport. And even still, you know, the tests still to me are intimidating and they still, I don't quite have my footing in the whole arena of the test yet. I'm still, there's times where, you know, I'm just holding on for dear life and like, all right, here's the next movement. Here we go.
Yes.
That's the first year, girl. You got this.
Yeah. And I really say, you know, for the Grand Prix, that jump, you need at least 20 in the ring. And then you kind of are like, okay, it's less like a roller coaster. I always think it's like you're literally on a roller coaster. You're like, here we go. So, because you've gone through the whole Young Rider program. I mean, kind of tell everybody, you have a wonderful sister also. I mean, you guys are really kind of the poster children for, and I mean that in the best way, for the program. Tell us, how does it feel to do that?
I think it's super special. I started my first NAYC 5 years ago as a junior. And I was quite honestly a mess. I am so grateful that I got there. And I was lucky enough to make freestyle day, but as many people I'm sure remember, I ended up with a 55 as my horse, you know, bucked around the arena and was an idiot. And I was very inexperienced. And at the time was not with a trainer who was able to really take me any farther. And so getting to go to NAYC that first year and be in that program was the first time I really had my eyes open to what other kids my age could do and were being taught to do, and really the other opportunities out there. And so then every year after that, going to NAYC was a really cool way for me to check in with my own progress and where I was and how I could look at the people around me and say, okay, I really like what this rider's doing, and really use that as a way to kind of develop along. And then I was lucky enough to get on the European tour and then get a lot of great mentorship through some of the people at the US Dressage. So, you know, through George Williams and other people who have taken so many students up this path before and are able to kind of point you in the right direction of where to go. And so it's crazy for me, you know, 5 years at least is a big part of my life. And so to be looking back 5 years ago, I was a little junior rider with my horse really barely on the bit, kicking out at every change.
I knew you then.
kind of a mess.
I knew her then.
You know, Reese, as I'm sure you can attest, I tried very hard and the situation was a little bit comical from someone from the outside because it was a little bit of a disaster every single time.
Yes.
And to be able to go back in this year at the Grand Prix, which definitely still is green and needs a lot of work, but that's just such a cool place, at least for me to be.
What a inspiration for anyone starting out, any little kiddo, and look at you can be a champion at the U25. And also tell us about the people you meet. Haven't you made amazing friendships? And what does that mean to you?
So NYC is my favorite show of the year. for a lot of reasons, but the top one being that the people you meet at NAYC are amazing. I did a segment with USA Dressage. My best friend in the entire world, I met 5 years ago at NAYC. She's my ride or die. I call her all the time. And the other girls that I met both my first year and even this year, you know, they're these amazing friends that I continue to talk with throughout the entire year. And it's so great when we get to see each other at NAYC, but at least for me, NAYC has made a lot of friends that I'll have for life this year, you know, both old friends and new friends. And honestly, people I don't think I could be on this journey without. And so that's what's really cool about the championships for me.
I love that. I mean, that's when Megan and I met. No, girl. Yeah.
Conrad Schumacher Clinics.
Yeah. I mean, this was decades now. You definitely weren't born, but that's okay.
And
so,
I was,
Alicia, because we actually asked you this question. Explain to us, because Megan and I were actually confused. So I'm sure there are other people out there confused about how this was. There were some divisions that were a championship. Can you kind of clear that up for us?
Yeah. So NAYC is supposed to be a continental championship. With all the North American countries. Now, according to FEI, for that to happen, not only do they have to be athletes from more than one country in the division, but there has to be enough athletes to field a team. Mm-hmm. So this year, Canada, who we normally look to field another team, as the US fields a team all the time, just because we're so much bigger, Canada was unable to field a team in the Young Riders and in the U25. Now, they did have individuals, but as they were unable to field a team, it could no longer be a continental championship. Of course, you know, a lot of other countries could have also fielded a team. Last year, we had people from Jamaica, and this year, we also had people in other divisions from Mexico. But without more than one country to field a team, it can no longer be considered a continental championship.
Got it. Got it. Okay. That makes total sense. Thank you for clearing that up, because we were confused. Sorry. Yeah. I love that. So now, Alicia, tell us what happens now, because you're in the transition to festival, right?
Yeah. So my horse has been staying about 45 minutes from my old high school house in Chicago. And so last week, honestly, I packed him around and just played with him, and we didn't really do any dressage. And so we will this week start looking kind of towards festival. And at this point, at least for me, it's not about fixing things. It's not about learning new things. It's really just about getting him ready for another big competition and using it as an experience to get to know him and myself better in the Grand Prix, especially in a big environment. Because honestly, we don't know that much about ourselves or each other at this point at that level.
It's new for everybody.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 That is amazing. So also, you have such a cool story, because you're in university. I mean, you are very intelligent. Tell us more about school, because you've been able to do this, and that's what's really cool about you. There's lots of cool things about you, but that one's really awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. I am at Johns Hopkins studying mechanical engineering, and I'm also pre-med. At the moment, I have a psych minor as well.
So smart.
And it's definitely a very strenuous workload, and it's a little complicated, as my horses year-round are down in Wellington, Florida. I'm lucky enough to be able to take flights down every weekend to see my horses. And so I ride 3 days a week, and I'm also lucky enough to be able to ride some other horses to get more rides in. But honestly, on both the academic side and on the equestrian side, none of that is possible at all without a fabulous team. And so, I mean, my trainer, Jan, is amazing at keeping my horses, improving them. I mean, he taught Aqua the Grand Prix in like 2 months. I don't understand how, but he's some kind of miracle worker. But also supporting me and understanding how to meet my needs and how to help me on the equestrian side, so I can also do the academic side, which is incredibly important to me and my parents. And I think also a lot of off-horse training. I work out with this app called Equestrain, which is basically built for equestrians. And so even though I can't be in the saddle 7 days a week, I can be working out and keeping my body fit, so that the last piece is just getting on the horse and being able to ride as best as I can.
Yeah. Wow. That's so cool. Yeah, no, you really are an amazing young woman, and what you do and your dedication to the sport is amazing. And now that you're riding Grand Prix, I mean, it's no joke, and that you're able to do it is awesome, girl. And it's pretty cool. You've been like that since you were young. When I first met you, you're like, this is my dream. And I was like, you can do it. And boy, have you done it.
Thank you.
So after festival, do you guys, you'll start school, I'm sure. And then just get into routine for, is that the plan?
Yeah, the plan is just to start school. Give the horse a little bit of time just to decompress after a pretty eventful summer. And then go back and really start working on finishing, putting together the Grand Prix. I mean, obviously it's sort of together, but there's still so many aspects on both of our parts that we are looking to improve and get, you know, I would love to be able to count to 15 on the 110Bs. That would be really cool.
That is such a hard number.
We're not really there yet. You know, we get some number. I don't, that would be great.
You got this.
You're going to get it at festival. I can feel it. I can feel it manifesting 15 for you.
I hope so. But, you know, so that's, I think, what the plan is then, is to kind of start trying to finish putting it together and also to start polishing it. And at least for me to be able to ride and feel confident in adjusting the horse and really doing some more things than right now. I'm so focused on riding the movements and getting from point A to point B and really being able to be more in sync with the horse during the test.
I love it. I love it. Well, girl, as you know, we're going to be watching. I'm going to be cheering you on. And thank you, as always, for the support of us and the show. And we're watching you next week at festival. So in a good way.
Yeah. Cheering you on.
Well, tonight we are so excited to have Grace Christensen on the line. She just won at NAYC, the inaugural Children's Division, and not just won it, she knocked it out of the park. Grace, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you guys for having me.
I mean, girl, you started it off with an 81 in the freestyle, right?
That was in the individual test.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Sadly, we don't get freestyles.
You don't get freestyles yet, but that's okay.
No, yeah.
But 81%. So, Grace, you got to tell us about yourself.
I am 13 years old, and I started riding when I was about 5. My first pony was Daisy, which she's still around. So she took me to some of my first shows and stuff. And she's been the pony since day one.
I love it. So tell us about the horse you rode at Children's.
That is my mare, Ruli. She's 11. She has really just developed a lot these past couple of years and stuff. So it's been a lot of fun bringing her up the levels and just seeing her kind of grow up. She's really good girl. She puts her head down and goes to work. She's just very willing. She's good attitude.
Do you know who the breeder is?
Margaret Kaiser. That is her breeder. Who is Jen Kaiser, who is my current trainer's mom, her mother.
An American bred, correct?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yes, she's awesome. She's a good girl.
What was it like to ride at Young Riders? I mean, what did you think?
The atmosphere was really cool. Like, I thought it was so much fun, like, seeing, like, because, as you know, like, there are so many different, like, young kids there and, like, all around the world and stuff, so it's, like, nice because, like, I have a friend, like, a couple of friends that live, like, out of, like, in different states than I do. So it was really fun seeing them and stuff. It was a lot of fun spending time with my horse and just having fun with her. And I had a really good time riding on a team, especially because I've never done that before. So I think that was a really good experience. It was just a lot of fun watching everybody. There's so many talented riders there. So it was a lot of fun watching everybody and all the smiles and everything. So
yes, and you got to do a victory lap. You got the blanket. I mean, you got all the things, my friend.
What's it like to stand on the podium?
Oh, I'm short. Very short. So
yes,
when we did the team test, I had to rely on my friends to pull me up because I about fell off the back.
That's what friends are for. At the end of the day, to lift you up on podiums or just lift you up in general. So yes. That is awesome.
Yeah, so I had to like jump on. So, but Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
I love it. I know. And you've done a bunch of media too, haven't you?
Yeah. There's been a lot of media, but I don't mind it.
Yeah. So, I think you're pretty good at it, my friend. I think you're pretty good at it. I love it. So Grace, now are you heading to festival in a couple weeks?
We are. We will be in the children's division in the 13 and under equitation.
Oh, fantastic. Wow. You're going to do both. So what have you done? Because that's tough to be, you know, come back from Traverse City. Now you live a little closer to Chicago, right?
Yeah, we're in Indiana.
Okay. So it's not terrible.
No, not bad at all.
Venue.
Yeah. Traverse City was probably about 7 hours and Chicago is more like 3. So
good.
It's definitely the easier one.
And you show in Liam Play, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. We go there sometimes.
Okay. So you'll be a little bit at a home in a way. What have you been doing? I mean, 2 weeks is actually a pretty quick turnover between championships. What have you guys been up to?
So Rulee had the past week off. She's on 24/7 turnout. So she just kind of got to chill out in her field and just have a mental break. And then we brought her to a farm. So she got a bath and stuff, and I took care of her because I think that's really important to just spend time with your horse on the ground, especially, and just have that time. So then this past weekend, we did a clinic with Chris Hickey, and that was very helpful. He had a lot of good tips and stuff. And then this coming week, I'll have some lessons on her, and we'll get ready for festival, and then we'll leave, I think, on Monday or Tuesday. I think Tuesday.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. That is so cool. So what is your favorite thing to do with her?
We do a lot of groundwork for sure, but she really likes the grooming. Like, she really likes to be brushed and stuff, and especially beamered. That's her favorite thing ever. She relaxes and her lip like drops and stuff. But I think she just really, my favorite thing is to definitely just spend time with her because she's just such a chill mare and she's so cuddly. She kind of has the personality of a gelding until she doesn't. And she has her attitude. But yeah, definitely the grooming.
I love that.
Do you like riding in the dressage seat equitation classes?
Yes, that's actually my favorite class because I feel like there's not as much pressure like remembering your test or something. But even though at festival you do have a pattern, but they're usually not crazy like the tests and stuff. But I feel like you just kind of have to trot around and kind of look pretty.
We have covered a little bit of the dressage seat equitation, but can you tell us for our listeners who are interested, like how do you qualify and what is it?
So the equitation, they kind of judge you on your, the rider's seat and position and kind of how well you like move with your horse and stuff. So how you qualify is I think you have to get over a 70.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
I think. So you have to get 2 scores and then you have to go to regionals. Mm-hmm. And then if you get first or second in regionals in the 14 through 18 or 13 and under equitation, then you get to move on to festival in that division. But I think equitation's a lot of fun. Like you just get to go in. It's just kind of just like a warm up ish. You get to walk trot canter and show off your horse and show off you guys together. And yeah, it's definitely one of my favorites.
Well, I love it. Well, first of all, you are just adorable and we love you. And I can't wait. We were very lucky today. We had Alicia Berger on and I knew her when she was your age. And so, girl, it is going to be our pleasure to watch you go through the ranks and keep knocking it out of the park. And you've done a great job. So good luck next week at festival. We know you're going to be amazing. And have fun.
Thank you so much.
Recharge your training program with Equestrian Plus. Equestrian Plus brings together the top riders, trainers, and professionals onto one video platform. Watch over 5,000 how-to training videos, clinic and event footage, exclusive training sessions, and more, featuring top experts including 5-time dressage Olympian Stefan Peters, International Grand Prix dressage competitor Anna Baffini, Olympic dressage team bronze medalist Laura Graves, and many more. Join Equestrian Plus now and use promo code HRN15 for 15% off your first month. Visit equestrianplus.com to subscribe.
Well, Megan, we are almost through our book club this quarter. Super excited. What is our book? Because it is great.
33 Strength and Fitness Workouts for Horses by Jack Ballou. I'm super excited to open my book. I have been too busy, Reese. How is it?
I just got mine out. But that's what's cool about this book. I think you'll like it. Like, it just it'll be great because your mind has been at the workshops and doing, and it is a great book. It's fun and then can add some things to your horse's workout, which I think is really good. So I hope everybody likes it, and you can find it at horseandriderbooks.com. That's Trafalgar Square, and they're great supporters of our program. So we look forward to it. And as always, you can find our show notes and links to today's guests on our page at horseradionetwork.com. Search Dressage Radio Show. Like us on Facebook, just search Dressage Radio Show. My website is maplecrestfarmky.com, and my email is reese@horseradionetwork.com.
And my email is lindenhoff.com, and my email is lindenhoffllc@gmail.com. We'd like to thank our friends and show sponsors, Kentucky Performance Products and Chewy. If you'd like to support our show and the Horse Radio Network, you can do that through the auditor program found at horseradionetwork.com. Keep on kicking on until the next show. Talk to you soon.